from time to time here at the church, seeing that this deals with Sabbath school, there is a strong emphasis on mission and the work happening around the world. And from time to time, we like to highlight one of the mission activities that one of our church members or Amazing Facts is involved in. Today, we have one of our church members, Ostop, who is here with me. He just recently came back from a mission trip to Southern Africa, where they're involved in a building an outreach program. And I know there's some of our members here that help support that program. So he's going to share with us just a brief mission report, and then we'll have our prayer and go into our lesson.
Thank you. Good morning, church family. Excited to be here with you to share the mission project that we were in part of in South Africa. Wanted to thank the church family who prayed for us, who supported us, who told us you can do it, you can go ahead and begin, and we'll continue to support as the project moves forward. And so we wanted to share some pictures with you this morning to see how the project went, and also to share with you how the Lord was moving and working on the hearts of the people there in South Africa. It is a fairly poor region that we were in, about 60 kilometers outside of East London, all the way down in the Eastern Cape side of South Africa. Here you will see on the screen is the beginning of our building project. It was a time where we had to dig. It was a lot of digging to make sure that the footing, the foundation was strong. And so as we were digging, we were also searching for the material. A bit challenging to find the material that we needed, but we knew that the Lord would help us, would provide, and He sent just the right people, just at the right time, to help us find the material that we needed. And on the next slide here, you see the foundation was finished. We were starting to put up the walls, and the block came in just on time. Piece by piece, we found the windows that we wanted. We found the material that we needed. And so we began to put together all the building pieces that we needed for this project. Now, just about here, as we were beginning to look for the roofing material, we ran out of money. And we said, Lord, what do we do next? So we decided to post some information on Facebook, to post some information on our website, and to share with people, we have this project, it's coming together, but we run out of funds. And the Lord was faithful to us, and we thank you for your support. The funds came in just at the right time, and we purchased the roofing material. We purchased the rafters that we needed. Here you'll see the part of the roof coming up. We were able to find the tin that we needed to cover the roof. And piece by piece, the Lord was sending just the right people to come and help us. When we were putting the block together, there was a mason that came by. He's specializing in block and masonry and stone. And he said, I'm here. I have 3 days. I don't have any work right now. I'm between projects. I want to come and help you. We said, praise the Lord. When the roof was coming up, there was a builder who was available whose project was on hold for a whole week. We needed that week to finish the roof. And so even now that we stand back and look at this project, we see that the Lord was in control of the building schedule, the building material, the building funds. All we can say is that all glory goes to Him for the work that was done there. Amen. And so we also had an opportunity to work with some of the children. Here you see a picture of the children. We got children's Bibles for them in their native language. It's one of 13 languages that's spoken there in that Eastern Cape. It's called Xhosa. And so they have their own first Bibles, children Bibles that are very hard for them to get. We had a privilege to find them in a local town there that we were traveling through as we were coming to this area. And so now even the children have their own Bible sets. They can come together. They can worship together. When they have Sabbath school, they can open their own Bible and read from their own Bible. Something that they did not have. And we thank you for supporting that project as well. What now? On the 25th of November, just next Friday, we are sending a few volunteers from the United States to help begin the evangelistic effort. We have the physical structure. Now we need to do the evangelistic program. 11 locations have been selected for the evangelistic crusade that will be taking part there in South Africa. They will continue throughout the month of November and into December. And we're looking for more and more people to join the church, to hear the gospel, and that they can be reached, and also that their neighbors and their families can be reached. Also, a team of health professionals is coming in to do a week-long free clinic for the community there. Also, much needed. There's a lot of distress physically with different illnesses. Diabetes is on the rise, heart disease is on the rise. And so we said, why not combine the medical missionary work with the gospel, with the building, make it a complete program to where we can really impact this community. And we also left some training material that's going to be used there to train the local members and the laymen so they can continue working and doing the work that we started there beginning of August. So we thank you once again for supporting this project. As you see, the project was successful, and we praise the Lord for a new church that's standing and it's going to be functioning, and many more people will be able to find comfort and have a place of worship just like we have here at home. Thank you.